Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. The birds were out. I've been feeling some type of way about the trees. People are cutting trees and somebody cut a tree down in my yard. And I was upset about the birds, but they're still coming around and life happens. So last, I got hair in my mouth. Sorry. Don't look at me. I got a piece of my hair. Actually, it feels like, but anyway, my own hair. I'll just get a drink of water. Maybe it's going to bother me all night. But anyway, I was going to talk about patience, having patience. And, you know, I had this all figured out. And usually that's what I do. I have it figured out a day before and then something happens. But I got this cute little hermit crab from my friend, and the name on it is patience. So it's about being patient, and we all have to learn how we can be patient. But I decided, since I was going through some of my mom's papers, and she writes stories and stuff, and there was a little book in there, and she got a book from her sister. She had a brother too. Her brother. They have all three passed, and they were all three adopted to a different family. But this is In the Heart of Joy. I don't know if you can see it. There's such a glare. In the Heart of Joy. So I thought, let's talk about being joyful, living a joyful life. You know, and so one of the things that I'll just flip to a page here. If you want to be happy, be. So just be. There's a clown there. You know, people are freaked out about clowns nowadays because of all the scary movies with clowns. But just be. There are times of pure joy when you wish all human life well. Look at these kids playing. They're all having fun. Being joyful. That's what it's about. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And everything I talk about helps me in some type of way. Hello, Turtle D. So let's go up here. So hello, Jill. Thank you for your super sticker. Hello, Ruth. Hello, Richard. Hello, Kim. Everybody is just saying hello. And then Kim Smith says, I feel like a hermit crab today. Well, sometimes we do that. Hello, beautiful Carol. Is that a pet rat in his hand? Well, he doesn't have anything in his hand. See, he's got claws. He's the hermit crab with claws. Well, she, I'll call her a she because her name is Patience. And she squeaks because she's actually a dog toy. But anyway, my friend was going to buy a dog toy for her dog and she bought it for me instead. Ruff! I'm a dog. No. But anyway, so I wanted to talk first. Well, I'm going to read my spirit guide wrote a little message for us. And I bought this handy dandy little book here. And so this is the book I'm going to write all my spirit messages for the show. And so I have several different spirit guides. I have about, well, I know three, and I have the Holy Angels. But this one is from one of my spirit guides I've had many lives with. She's such a beautiful person. I probably had many lives with all of them, actually. So, you know, you're finding out these things as you, you know, go on in life. But hello, beautiful souls. Thank you all for being here tonight. Remember, you are a warrior. All the things that have happened to you in previous lifetimes have come to surface in this lifetime. Now you are finally learning what you need to live a joyful life. You are remembering you are love. Release all that no longer serve you. Have faith in the wonderful future to come. You are full of magic within your vessel. Enjoy all that life has to offer. Laugh often and love always. And she says, love me. So laughter and having love and kindness, showing love to others. So anyway, so Richard Riddle is here. He's saying hello to everybody. And so, oh, I have to get my phone out because I'm having a problem with my printer. I typed this stuff out. I should just write it all down in my handy dandy notebook. But so I'm thinking about how to live a joyful life. And for many years, I was unhappy. You know, shocker. I can be unhappy, but I sure was. So a lot of things have happened to me in my life, and you learn and grow from them. And you learn to forgive others. You know, no matter what. And forgive yourself for all the things that you've gone through. You're like, why do I put myself through this? Why have I gone through all this? Well, you had to go through it to learn. And so look for joy. Look for joy when you wake up in the morning. Be joyful. Take a moment once a day to recognize all the things that are good in your life. Even write them down. Have a little journal. Write the joyful things in your life. Create something to look forward to. So you wake up and you think about something you want to do for today or do something for yourself. And so all day long, you can look forward to, oh, I'm going to go get my nails done. Or I'm going to the beach. I'm going to go do this. Do something for yourself and create something to look forward to, even if it's a vacation. Do something kind for others. You know, being kind to others, it helps your soul. When we do kind things for others, it actually activates the reward system in our own brain. It releases the reward neuron, dopamine. If we're doing something for someone else, then it also takes our mind off our own worries as well. So those are a few things. Let me go down here. Thought I forgot to put something down there. Oh, be a good friend to yourself. You have to love yourself. You're all that you have. You know, and all these years I've done for others, and I don't mind, and I love doing that. But you have to think of yourself sometimes. When you let yourself go, that's when you get health problems and everything else that comes along. When was the last time you said something kind to yourself? Notice how you're talking to yourself. Sometimes we can be really kind to other people, but really tough and critical and nasty to ourselves. Be kind to yourself. Move your body. Get up and move. That is just so good for you. Moving your body helps your mind. If you cannot go for a walk, Try dancing, even if it's in the kitchen. Even if you're cooking dinner, dance around in the kitchen. I love dancing in the kitchen, actually, and I love to listen to music while I'm cooking. Look for awesome things outside. So when you go outside, see the beauty in everything. Look for something often outside, something beautiful, whatever. Look at the sky. The clouds are beautiful. There's lots of beauty around you. Get with nature. See the beauty in all things, except what you cannot control. It is what it is. Do you find yourself trying to change the things you have no control over? Accepting that many things are out of your control isn't giving up or giving in. It's simply learning to understand what's in your power. Take back your power. Let go of the things that you have no control over. Let go of the past. Come into your power. See the beauty in yourself and just move on. Go with the flow. Don't expect too much of yourself. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. If you mess up, it's okay. We are all learning. So it's okay. We're not perfect. Smile often. When you smile, your brain releases tiny molecules called neuropeptides to help fight off stress. The mere act of smiling can increase levels of hormones like dopamine and serotonin in the body. Yeah, I messed up my words, but so dopamine and serotonin, it helps with your hormones. Smile. We should all smile. It really helps. Be present. Throughout the day, just stop what you are doing and realize what is going on around you. Stop. Be present in the here and now. Just see what's going on. Look for the beauty that's in everything. Just even in the soap bubbles when you're washing dishes or taking a shower, beautiful bubbles, they make different colors, rainbow colors, and that's magic. And you are full of magic. Drink plenty of water. The more water you drink, the cleaner your body and mind will become. Not only does it clean all your cells in your body, it helps clear your mind and cleanse your mind and helps with your brain. Be positive. Beginning your day with a positive mindset is very important during the course of the day. Your mindset will be tested. If you can mindfully keep a positive mindset throughout your day, you will have a happier and more successful life. Laugh. Laughter is good medicine. Laughter is really a high vibrational thing. So it helps keep you up in your spiral, up in a high vibration. Just as smiling has a natural effect on your mood, so does laughing. Avoid negative people and gravitate towards funny ones. Laughing gets those endorphins pumping. See, so that'll help. Sleep. Make sure you are getting enough sleep. We are supposed to get 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep a night, and the average American gets 6.8. Start scheduling your sleep and start getting the correct amount. You will be amazed at how easily life becomes when you get enough rest. It has an impact on your energy, mental capacity, mood, emotional intelligence, and overall short and long-term health. Well, I struggle with getting enough sleep. I will have to admit that. So these are things that I'm working on, and I thought I would share it with you all. So I think that's great. So let me go up here and see what we got. Hello, everybody. So hello, Sarah Super Space Cookie. Let me see. Kavita. Hi, Robin and everyone. Hello, Kavita. Thank you for being here. Goldilocks Production says, Turtle, my name is Tiffany. So we're all saying hello, and I'm burping, so there's lots of energy. I want you to know that there is high energy going on. Lots of things going on right now in this earthly plane. So we're experiencing it. Our body is definitely experiencing. Ruth Saltman. Hello, Ruth. Tamara Roth. Thank you, Tammy, for your super sticker. So we have Jill and Tammy. So I start with the super donations and the super stickers. I also have a Venmo if you'd like to Venmo me. A tip, a love donation, I like to call it. Yeah, so it's Rob, Cosmic Soul Food at Cosmic Soul Food. I messed that up. I also have a web page. If you want to schedule a reading, you can go to my web page at www.robinscosmicsoulfood.com. So you can schedule. And I do lots of different things. I am also an artist. I let myself go a little bit. But I will draw a picture of your pet who has crossed over or anything else that comes into my mind, whatever. And I also do spirit letters. So if you'd like a letter from one of your loved ones or your spirit guide, I can also tap into your energy and do that. And so let me go down. So hello, Tammy. See, hello, Terry. I'll put you on my list. Terry, thank you for your super donation. I appreciate it. Oh, and Kavita. Thank you, Kavita. We have Kavita. So we're saying thank you to everybody. I love and appreciate all of you guys, really. Hello, Richard. Thank you for being here. So here's how this works. Well, this is how I'm doing it. So if you give me a love donation, I will pull a charm. And I got a handy dandy box with some silk in there. I got it all fancy. And I got all kinds of stuff in here. So, but I'm also going to pull a card. And then I know some of you are, you have a subscription to Goldilocks Productions or you're a Patreon. So we appreciate you too. But for the show, I like to do all the super donations first. And then I'll get to the rest of you. So here we go, everybody. So I'm going to start off with Jill. What is Jill? Jill. What's coming for Jill? Oh, let me do one of my tuning forks. Story. I left my tuning forks at my daughter's house today. And so tonight I was doing some stuff. I like to do my tuning fork. And I said, where are my tuning forks? Oh, no. I needed them. So I had to go to her house. But I had plenty of time. Oh. This message is for Jill. Jill Sheen. Feel this energy. Ooh, lots of amazing things coming up for you, Jill. Jill. I feel like there's cheerleaders back here. Jill. And they're shaking their pom-poms. So you're being cheered on for something. So I don't know if you got a promotion or something happened. Or you're switching jobs or you're retiring, but you're being cheered on for something. You're planning a party. Something coming on. Look. So you got a Nunakai light codes, energetic shift, new information, end of a cycle. Look, new things. So that's why they're cheering you on. You're shifting it into a new way of being. You're getting lots of new energy. So I feel like the headaches that you were experiencing, because we talked about this before, were from all the new information that you're getting. So you're being upgraded. And so that's causing you to have these headaches. So your guidance is telling me they want you to drink more water. Drink lots of water. That is going to help with those headaches. Put lemon in your water. Actually, Tiffany told me that one, and it really helps. So put some lemon in there. That'll help with the headaches. So your guidance is saying you are being shifted, and you're getting lots of new information, lots of new ideas. Creative things are coming your way. So I see something new happening. So let me pull some charms for you. Jill, what is going on with Jill this week? Okay, so this says phenomenal women. So I think this is, you're going to get in with a group of women. Some of your girlfriends, maybe you're doing something with some of your girlfriends, but these women are cheering you on. good job. They're like, good job. Woohoo. And then you have the wise old owl. So you're getting all this new information and your spiritual team is right behind you. So the owl is hooing in the background, protecting you and giving you lots of new information. So the owl could also be a family member. And so this owl is actually a male family member. And I don't know if your dad is crossed over, but it's like a grandfather or a father figure coming forward. And he's like saying, lots of new things are coming your way, baby. Be prepared. So he's talking about something new that's coming your way. And he's fishing. So whoever it is like the fish. So they're showing me fish. And I have a fish here. And you're going to look how cute that little fish is. Just keep swimming, it's saying. Just keep swimming. So this cute little fish is telling you to keep swimming. Go with the flow. And I do feel like you are taking a trip. Maybe you're going to take a cruise. They're talking about that. They're showing that very clearly. So it's all tropical. It's beautiful. The water is crystal clear. So what I'm seeing is crystal clear water, beautiful fish. And we have a man here fishing. He's telling me to tell you, don't worry. Everything is going to work out. And he's talking about how he likes to mess with your radio. So I don't know if your radio goes up and down or the station will change or you think you're listening to one song and it turns into another, but he's giving you musical messages and he's messing with the radio. The owl's on the radio, music. And so they want you to listen to more music because it is raising your vibe. So some new stuff is coming. They're cheering you on. So I don't know if you are retiring or you got a promotion or you're changing jobs or something like that, or bought a piece of property or something you're going to do, but it's looking good for you, Jill. So I'll leave that with you. And Terry Mamondo says, beautiful charms. Well, thank you so much. So we're going to get to the next one in line. Tammy. Oh, Kavita. I put you down here, Kavita. So Tammy. Beautiful Tammy. Oh, I did bring my hermit crab on, Tammy. Well, let me turn you. Hi, everybody. Patience. It's going to teach me how to have patience. Well, that hopped out. Oh, well, that was the one I just, you might have needed this card, but let me just reshuffle them just in case, because that was the previous one that I just did for Jill. But you are being upgraded. Tamara. Woo! So, Greece, I'm singing Greece. You're the one that I love. The one I need. My hair's being blown back. What's going on with that? But anyway, I got chills. They're multiplying. Tammy. Tammy got two cards. And I know my space is little. Pardon me. Do you have any gray poupon? Well, I bend over. Hopefully. Well, I'm not wearing a low-cut shirt today. That's a good thing. So, Akashic Records, clearing old stories, releasing past lives, freedom. So once you release all that past hurt and trauma, you're going to have more freedom. Freedom of your mind. Good things are coming your way. So these are the things that are happening. You're releasing all the old wounds. Ooh, I'm burping. Your guidance is telling me, release it, let it go. It is what it is. This is in the past. We're moving forward. So to move forward in any situation, relationships, jobs, whatever it may be, you don't want to bring your past into that because that is going to damage what you got going on. So you're building your universe. They're showing me a universe all around you. This is what you're building. So you're starting to release all this past stuff. And everything is starting to flow for you. Look, Halls of Amenti initiation. Secrets are revealed. Treasures uncovered. Initiation. You are being initiated. Look at that. So all the things that happened to you in the past have surfaced. They're being uncovered, and you're realizing the lesson that you needed to learn. So they're talking about that very clearly. So they're saying that good things are coming for you. Mm-hmm. And work is just really going to improve. So they are talking about work. Ooh. Okay. Pardon me, guys. They're sticking to this silk that I have in here, and I thought this was really going to help me, but it's really not. So the sun is shining brightly on you. So they're talking about the sun shining. Actually, it was a beautiful sun today. And so they want you to get out, get some more vitamin D in the sun. So on your days off, you need to get out and get more sunshine. Get out in nature. So they're talking about that. And so they would like for you to get out into nature more. And they're giving you creative new information. So here you have a beautiful bee flying around. And the beautiful bee is bringing you creative information. So you're going to start to do and make new things. So whether it be, I know, I feel like you have that shaman energy in you. So they're telling me you're going to make some new stuff. You're going to do something and get creative. They're talking about that. Maybe that's what they're talking about work. You're doing some creative stuff at work. And they are listening to you and everything is going to work out. And look, you have a beautiful dolphin. The dolphin is saying, go to the beach. Keep swimming. So the dolphin is swimming all around you. Dolphins are really fun. So the dolphin is telling me, Tammy, you need to have more fun. So taking things too way too seriously. Lighten up. Let that child within come out and be playful. So they want you to be more playful and have some more fun and laugh. That's really good for you. Thank you, Tammy, for being here. Now it seems we have to drink. I'm trying not to drink too much because it made me go to the bathroom. My screen was big and then I made it little. So Richard says, how funny. We sang the line at the same time. Oh, that's funny. I love you, Richard. Thank you. So now we're going to go to Jill and Tammy. It's Terry's turn. Terry, what is coming up for you? Business. I'm getting business. Terry. Also, if you'd like to submit your, what is it called? Testimonials. If you like any of us. So we're all here at 8 o'clock. And then Tiffany has her show on Sundays. And every other Saturday, we do a spiritual message show, except for this Saturday. So for May, it's a little different. So if you are a Patreon member or I think maybe a YouTube member, I don't know. But if you are, we do a spiritual message show, a spiritual view show on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And so it'll be May 17th and the 31st of May we'll be doing that. And then our spiritual message circle will be May 14th. So if you want to put that on your calendars, and we are taking testimonials, if you want to send them to Goldilocks Productions, if you like anybody, Sarah has her show Mondays, and then Ruth, who is on here, Ruth Solman, she has her show tomorrow night. So we all have wonderful shows. So who was I doing? Terry. I got off track. Terry. Terry, baby, Terry, won't you come out tonight? They want you to get out and then talking about you going out. Oh, I see you going on a date. I don't know if you're in a relationship, Terry, but they're talking about a relationship. Either you're in one now or one's coming, and you're going to be matched up with somebody. They are definitely talking about that. You're going to go out more, too. Because I feel like I'm a hermit crab. Do you stay inside all the time? You need to get out and enjoy life. This hermit crab likes to have fun. Terry, they're talking about you taking a trip. So that is coming. Did you take a trip? You're going to. You're going overseas. I see that very clearly. Or you already did. One of the two. Terry. Okay, we're just going to pull the top one because it's not cooperating. Stargate heart chakra opening, unlocking generosity. So your heart chakra is unlocking, and they're talking about a relationship. Mm-hmm, girl. Yep, and generosity. So more generosity is coming to you, and you are becoming more generous, and you're being more grateful for the good things. So your spiritual team is acknowledging all that. All the things that you worked really hard on yourself is starting to come, and you're getting beautiful, beautiful fruit. You're getting sweeter. All this beautiful fruit is coming out. They're telling me. So let's see what the charms had to say, but they are talking about a relationship coming for you. You are in one and one great. It will go great. It is great. Look at this dragonfly. So beautiful dragonflies are flying around you. The dragonflies have spiritual messages. They're giving you messages, and they're telling you to get more creative. So they're talking about your creative side, creativity in your business. So you're doing a business. They're talking about your business, and then you're going to get more creative, and lots of good things are coming for you when it comes to that. And they're also talking about the relationship. So anyway, and your mother's coming through, and she's also coming through with a male, and she's like, I am the dragonfly. So I feel like there's a dragonfly around you, and like it'll practically land on you. You're like, oh, well, that's your mother. She's saying, I am the dragonfly. And so she's talking about the dragonflies all around. So that's a good thing. And then here's a bird. You have a toucan. This is a red bird. And the red bird, the birds are coming forward. Let's see what the birds have to say. The birds are telling me good things are coming. So this is, the toucan is a tropical bird. So I feel like you might be going someplace that has a lot of tropics around it. Well, no, they're showing me the city. What is the tropical bird saying to you? Caca! Terry, I am here for you. I'm giving you new messages, and I'm opening up your heart chakra. So the bird is opening you up. The bird is flying around you. All the birds are flying around you. They're filling you with all this new energy. So I see this ray of green light, and it's coming down through your crown, and it's going through your heart, and it's just spreading everywhere. So you are finally loving yourself, and you're starting to love things, and you're accepting things for the way they are. So if you're not doing that, they're telling me you need to do that. So they want you to do that. And they want you to get all the monkeys off your shoulder. Here you have a monkey. I feel like, should I do this? Should I do that? Where am I going? All over. They want you to calm that energy. Calm down. Everything is working out for your highest good, they're telling me. Don't doubt yourself. Trust your intuition. That's a big thing they're telling me. It's making me burp. Your mom's saying, trust your intuition. It's all working out. Everything is working out. It's going to work out for your highest good. So trust yourself, my dear. So let me go up here and read some of the comments. Now, how funny. Okay, so Kim. Kim says, I testimonied. Thank you, Kim. And then Kim says, love your messages. Oh, hello, Angie. Thank you for being here. So Goldilocks says, yes, you did, Kim. Thank you for your testimonials. They are on the Goldilocks Productions website. Oh, we can go on the Goldilocks Productions website and look at the testimonials. Terry says, no relationship yet, but getting out more next week with my new job. Oh, you got a new job. Ooh, business going great. See, that's what they tell me. I am trusting more. I love you. Looking forward to every day. Yep, they want you to look forward to every day because great things are coming for you. They're telling me that you're finally realizing everything that's happened to you has happened for a reason. And you have a lot of guidance around you. They are protecting you. And they want you to stop worrying. I feel like you're controlling that side of you a little bit. But you do have a lot of worry in you. And they want you to release all of that and just go with the flow because magic is happening. Good things are happening for you. And they're showing me a relationship. So I'll leave that with you, my friend. So, Kavita is next. What's coming up for Kavita? Kavita. Kavita. I know I have noisy background. That's okay. I can work in all the noise. It's just fine. Look at the swirls. Ooh, I'm amusing myself. Kavita, Kavita, Kavita. Messages for Kavita. So, I am doing the super chats, the Venmos first. And then I will go down the line. Or I'll have you put it in if you want a message or not. That'll work better. This message is for Kavita. Wow, that just hopped right out. Comic board clearing. Energetic clearing. You're rewriting your story. You are living in your truth. You are rewriting your story. So I feel like with you, Kavita, it wasn't your story. So you were living, kind of feel like you were living for others. Maybe you did something that you really didn't want to do. Look how beautiful this card is. Look at that. That is so beautiful. That's like, what is that? Like the Indian god with all the arms. Oh gosh, what do you call that? Can't think of what to call it. But anyway, Kavita, your Indians are coming forward very clearly. Lots of females are coming. And so I feel like you did stuff that you really didn't do for yourself. Maybe you were told by your parents what they thought you should do or whatever the case may be. But now you're doing things for yourself. You are really starting to feel good about yourself. You're being rewarded. They're telling me you are being rewarded now for all the good things that you're doing. You're feeling good about your soul. Now, I do know you had been experiencing medical problems. I feel like my ears are still hurting because they're popping right now. And I can see things floating around. But they are healing you from all of that. And it's all going to work out. So you've been getting a lot of upgrades and downloads, which caused you to go haywire. So your autonomic nervous system went haywire when all this was happening. And so it's trying to get back to normal. So they're talking about you meditating, working on your chakras. There's chakra exercises. And I know you saw an energy healer. I believe you saw an energy healer. So they're talking about that. Things are working. You have to accept it. You have to accept the things that are happening and don't block it. So I feel like you put block there. Like you feel like, oh, it's not really working. So you're not accepting it. But Kavita, they're telling me that it is working. Everything is working and you are being healed. And they want you to also drink plenty of water. Mm-hmm. So here you are. Look at you. You're a pretty princess. So I see you as a little child. And I feel like you didn't really enjoy, you didn't play as much as you wanted to, because I feel like you had to, I don't know, family prevented you from doing some of the things you wanted to do, Kavita. And so your ancestors are saying, those are things that you had to learn from, accept it and move on. So letting go of the past. So they would like for you to let go of that. And they want your inner child to come out. So the need to have more fun. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to have more fun. I do see you taking a vacation. So they're talking about that. And they're talking about you meeting a love interest. So that is just coming up strong. And this says, oh, choose happy. Choose to be happy. So doing some things that you really enjoy is really what's going to make you happy. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about you writing. So you are writing. And so they're blessing that. So you got the magic wand. You are a star. You're going to be successful at that. Whatever you're writing is going to be successful. And look, you have a lot of new creative ideas. I see new recipes coming out of you. The bee is buzzing. New recipes. So I'm going to leave that. And your ancestors are with you. Here are the wings. So the angel wings. So the holy team is surrounding you right now and they are healing you. So this is something that is going to happen. And I feel like your ears are going to pop. And you're going to be like, holy moly. It's going away. I can finally hear. So they're going to make that happen for you really soon in the next couple of months. Thank you, Kavita. Terry says, thank you. Whew. Veronica. Hello, Veronica, all the way from Australia. Well, I don't have an Australian accent, but she says, hi, Robin and everyone. So, Carol. Well, let me see. Carol's the next one. Carol. So, there's a song. How's it going? Carol. Well, I think it's a Carol King song, but I can't get the tune right because I'm missing several of them. Carol and the Carol King song. Kavita says, that's great news. I'm ready to be healed and I'm ready to have fun, fun, fun. I'm writing and painting. Oh my goodness. See, that's why you got the bee. The bee is telling me you're really creative. Lots of new creative. A recipe book was on the way. Thank you so much. Can't wait for the ears to open. Well, they're telling me they're going to open up and it's going to be like, you're going to get a pop. And I feel like it's going to hurt a little bit. But you're going to finally be able to hear better. And I feel like I'm underwater. So I feel like you've been underwater and you're experiencing all this stuff. And so all of this is connected in your sinuses, your ears, your eyes. It's all connected. So they're bringing this beam of light into your crown chakra and they're opening it up. So I think because you were getting all these new downloads and all this stuff was happening, like really fast, a lot of stuff was happening and it caused all that to go haywire. So you're like your neurological autonomic nervous system, your whatever's up here just started to go haywire. I feel like I'm off balance. So I think it made you off balance a little bit, but they're telling me that everything, they are healing you. What they're telling me. This message is for Carol. Beautiful Carol. So it's like, where you lead, I will follow. It's a sad song, and I think Carole King sings it. How does that song go? You leave, I will follow. So are you going somewhere? Are you moving? So you're going somewhere. They're talking about you going somewhere. I think you're moving. Are you already moved? Oh, look at that.
Dropping up the cards.
You got two cards. Solar light upgrade. Solar plexus chakra. Inner fire. Willpower. See? Ooh, all this solar light is coming to you right now. So we are being upgraded. There's a lot of energy flowing. And so all of us are stepping in. They want you to step into that light and accept all of the energy that's flowing through you. So solar plexus chakra, inner fire, willpower. So, ooh, and it's making me, woo, excuse me. Okay, this is all this energy coming off. You have a lot of energy coming off of you. Carol. You are releasing a lot of stuff. Ooh, I feel it. Everything is opening up for you. It's just like, there's like, your mind is opening up to all this endless possibilities. So they're telling me you are trusting yourself more, trusting your intuition. And it, so your guidance, your holy team is actually stepping forward. So let me have a look at your holy team. I see five holy beings around you. Five. They're all around you. Massive, massive beings. And they're shooting this golden ray of light into you. So it's like brighter than the sun. They're shooting this down into you. They want you to accept it. So they want you to, I accept the light that's coming in. So say that to yourself. I accept the light that's coming in. It's filling you up with new ideas, new things. So are you an artist as well? So they're showing me art or crafts. So I think you're doing some art or crafts that's coming through. So these holy beings are helping you with your fear, because I feel like I have a lot of fear when it comes to things. They want you to release the fear and know that everything is happening for a reason, for your highest good, and it's all working out. And once you release the fear, all this good stuff is going to start happening. So they're telling me that's what they're doing. Look, in your heart, higher heart activation, dropping shields, divine love, your heart is being healed. So you shielded yourself. Your past hurts had made you put up a shield. You're releasing that shield. You're opening up. You're opening up to the love within. Divine love consciousness. That's opening you up. And your willpower. So you're starting to come into your own and realize you are a warrior. You are a badass. Excuse my language. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, that's what the guidance is telling me. So you have a lot of new things coming. They are showing me your creative side. So if you're not doing art, they want you to do that. And so let me tell you a little bit. When I do this, I tend to forget. So the spirit comes to me and gives me messages on my shows for you. You might have told me you are an artist before, but I can't remember everything all the time because sometimes I forget the messages that I'm getting. But I want you to know that they're giving you a lot of new creative ideas. So let me dig into the charms. Ooh, and I'm running out of time. Oh, no. I gotta make this fast. Ooh. So here you have it. You have a heart. They're talking about your heart chakra is opening up. So you're coming into your magic. You're starting to realize your powers. You have a lot of special powers. So you're creating magic, new magic things. So Everything is starting to move and flow. So I feel like you were anchored down and now you're not going to be anymore. You're becoming unstuck. You're opening up to that. So I'll leave that with you. And so what I would like for all of you beautiful souls to do is give me a message. If you would like, a message, type in the bottom so I don't have to scroll up because I'm running out of time. Richard says message, please. Here we go, Richard. Richard Riddle. Wow, this is what, look at this, Richard. What a magical card. Chamber of the Violet Flame, karmic release, radical transformation. This is what you're going through right now, Richard. Look at the fire within. You're just being lit up all over the place. So they're talking about you just lighting up. You are actually making new soul family. So you're talking about this group of people that's coming in. You're making new friends, new soul family. Well, old soul family is coming into you now. You're reconnecting. You're reconnecting with people from your past and you're opening yourself up and you're getting new powers. So they're talking about that. And if you look at this flame, it kind of looks like a dragon coming out. So I see the dragons all around you, Richard. They want you. Ooh, and there's a face in that one. They're dragons. Exactly what that is. See? So the dragons are coming forward. I also see a little dog around you that's coming forward. The dog and the dragons get along great. So they're helping you. So they're helping you release your own fear. So Virgonica wants a message. Carol says, thank you so much. Thank you, Carol. I love and appreciate every one of you. So this is for Veronica. Woo-hoo-hoo. Sword of Light, divine protection, cords cut, breaking through energy. Look at that. Sword. You know what this is? A sword is a sword. Straightforward. So, breakthrough energy. You're getting a lot of energy upgrades. You are really protected. So they're talking about you being protected. And so they're also showing me the swords. And I feel you like in the medieval times. So they're showing me one of your past lives back into the medieval times, as a matter of fact. So I feel like I'm with a king, actually. So I don't know if you were with a king, but they are showing me these knights. So that is coming like King Arthur, you know, pulling the sword out. So, yeah, that's one of your past lives. So we should check more into that, Veronica. I'll leave that with you. But, yeah, you are really protective. You're starting to realize all the things that happened to you happened for a reason. And you're actually feeling a whole lot better about yourself. I feel like you went through some stuff. So I'm not going to bring it out online because it's no one else's business, but in your past, and they're telling me that that's all going away. So let me see. Did Carol, did Veronica, did Carol, super space cookie. Sarah, this one's for you. Lemurian seed codes, embracing sensitivity, uniqueness, living with grace. This is what you're doing. Look at these codes. Ooh, you are being activated. We're all being activated. So they're telling me that you've been going through a lot of emotions. A lot of emotions. Emotions. So Sarah, you are an emotional sensitive being. And they want you to know that that is okay. And it's okay to be emotional. But they want you to move forward. Let go of the past. Everything is happening for a reason. So living with grace, just flow with grace and ease. They want you to slow down and just flow because things are happening for a reason. Your holy team is protecting you right now. So all the things that you're going through, they want you to know that they're saying, we are here. We are here now protecting you. I see lots of angelic beings around you. So I know you've been going through an emotional stuff and they're telling me that everything is going to work out. Release the fear of the unknown. Okay, I'll leave that with you. That's making me burp. Kim, making me burp. I mean burp. I'm not birthing. I can't have any more kids. Are you kidding me? That would be a complete shocker at my age. Kim Smith. What is for Kim? Let me ding the bell. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. Kim Smith. We need a card to jump out for you, Kim. This one's for Kim. Oh, it did jump out at me. Palladian activation, coming together, harmony in the heavens, resolution. Ooh, look at that. Palladian activation. And so whatever I told you on these cards, you can actually look up, look the stuff up. I have a handy dandy book, which would really help out, but we don't have enough time for that. So this is Gateway of Light activation. So these are the things that are activating within. Palladian activation, coming together. Harmony. So you are coming together with a group of people. So they are showing me you coming together with a group of people. And so you are all coming together like a tribe. So I see this as a tribe, and you're going to help each other. So this is what's coming for you. So I don't know if you recently moved, but they're talking about the move. They're saying Colorado. What is that beer that's brewed in Colorado? That's what I'm seeing. From the Rocky, no, not the Rocky Mountain, Colorado Springs or something like that. Anyway, they're talking about that. So they're talking about some magic is going to happen there, and you're coming together with a group of people. So accept and help. You're going to help each other out. So Angie would like a message. What's coming for Angie? Thank you, Kim. Angie, Sarah says, thank you. Richard says, thank you, Robin. Oh, I love you all. I'm so glad. If it weren't for you, oh, please like the show, please. That helps us all. So hit the like button. And I just want you to know, I love you all. If it weren't for you, I would not be here today. I mean, I would not have a show because I need people to have a show. I need you beautiful souls. Okay, who was I? Angie. Thanks a bunch, Robin. I have a sword like that hanging on my wall. Well, they want you to get a sword pendulum. So you're taking your power. You're coming into your power. So they get a sword pendulum. I mean, whatever you call this. Thing to hang on a necklace. Get a sword necklace. That's what they're telling me to tell you. Angie, what's coming for Angie? Angie. Ooh. Sacred inner space. Sacral chakra. Tenderness. Sensuality. Ooh. Look at that. Pendant. That was the word I was trying to get. Thank you, Sarah. Sacred inner space. You're coming into yourself, and look at all that light that's coming down into you. Lots of beautiful light activation happening for you, my friend. Beautiful and bright. So your holy team is surrounding you, and they're telling me that everything is going to work out. I feel like I'm stressing myself out with things that are happening. So they want you to know that it's all happening for a reason. And something beautiful is coming out of it. So they're telling me that everything is working out for your highest good. Release the fear. Release the fear and accept all the beautiful light that's coming into you. Because actually what it is doing, it's helping you become more aware of what's going on. Trusting your intuition. So they are talking about that. Oh, this is great. So I'm going to pull a card for Tiffany. And if there's anybody I miss, just put your name in there. I might have a minute or two. Tiffany. Sage woman. Tiffany, this message is for you. Ooh, I see all the fairies all around. The fairies and a dog. So you have a dog. The fairies and the dogs play with each other. But you have the dog that's coming forward. The dog is jumping around, being really playful. Oh, my goodness. Loves the water. So this dog loves the water. It's playing in the water. And I see lots of really colorful fish. So the colorful fish are symbolizing fortune. So good things are coming your way. They want you to accept the good things. So let's see what the cards had to say. But the dog comes around you often and plays with the fairies. So I see the fairies riding the dog. And I don't know if you have, you still have dogs at the house. This one's a dog that has transitioned over that I'm seeing. The divine matrix, interconnectedness, synchronicity, God and incidents. God incidences. God incidences. Got it. Synchronicity, interconnectedness. We are all connected. So you are getting a lot of ideas, new ideas and synchronicities. Angel numbers, they're talking about. So the holy team is telling me that they are giving you lots of new information. And you are like the divine matrix. You have the universe within you. You have so much knowledge inside of you that's bursting out. And so you're helping others with all that knowledge. So, yeah, and you're connecting with others. And lots of good things are coming. New shows, they're talking about some new ideas. And, you know, I'll leave that with you. But anyway, the fairies just love you. And they love to play with the dogs. So, yes, the dog does play with the fairies. Yes, a lot of information coming in. Thank you so much, Robin. I love you. Well, I want you all to know that I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I thank you for being here. I thank all my spirit guides, the holy teams, all of your guides, and everybody that's coming forward. I thank you all, and I want you to know I love you so much. And you are amazing. Be joyful!
Share your appreciation to our show hosts by submitting a testimonial for your favorite Goldilocks Productions show.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.